This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The program, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and you can bring up anything that you want. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian,
Friar Rich,
and Daryl.
We're going to go right back to your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Andy listening in Lubbock, Texas on TuneIn Online. Hello, Andy.
How are you guys doing?
Good. It doesn't sound like your phone's doing real good, though.
Well, let me fix
it. Yeah, if you could fix that, that'd be great, because it's going to drive me up the wall.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, no, hey, no, let's go back to Planned Parenthood.
It's not much better. Do me a favor and just back off your microphone by, I don't know, an inch or two, please.
Okay, how's that?
Back a little bit more, if you don't mind. It's kind of bad.
Holy moly. That's yeah. Like 6 inches away. Is that
all
better?
Right, thanks. Yeah, you're better. Go ahead now.
Okay, hey, no, let's go back to Margaret Singer. I mean, she was a big player in this Planned Parenthood. And
who is that? Who's Margaret Singer?
She was the founder of Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, well, that's less I have to say.
Right.
No, and so was Bill Gates. Bill Gates' father was a big player in that, and it's a big eugenicist program. But the whole thing with this Planned Parenthood was to extinguish black Americans. There's been over 50 million black Americans aborted, since Planned Parenthood came about. And if you look at it, if you look at the demographics, you can see that the Planned Parenthood clinics were set up in black neighborhoods. Now they have, a diverse, population now, but back in the day when they were set up in black neighborhoods. They were there to get rid of black people. And I'm not a black person.
This is an interesting conspiracy.
Margaret, it's not a conspiracy.
Really?
No, Margaret Sanger, she was a racist, and she was a huge supporter of a eugenics program.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and
was.
When the government wouldn't do all of what she wanted, she'd set up abortion clinics in neighborhoods and areas of people that she thought needed to die out.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the thing is that our government is enhancing that by giving them $500 million a year to support that thing. And probably in November, maybe early December, they just renewed that carriage of money to Planned Parenthood, as if to slap everybody in the face who saw these people and their videos and stuff. And what's really sad is that here we got some whistleblowers who went into Planned Parenthood and they blew the whistle on these guys, and now they threw the case out against Planned Parenthood, and they're indicting the people who gave us the insight, which most of us feel like is just bad.
Okay, you know? Now if I was thinking to myself, what does America need right now? I wouldn't include 50 million more unwanted children on that list. What would you do with 50 million unwanted children if you prevented their abortion? I mean, where would you...
We're not talking about per year, right? Aren't we talking about...
No,
like,
not per year.
And also, just because it's unwanted by the parents that, got pregnant does not mean that it's unwanted by some other family.
Exactly.
Because there are people that want to adopt children,
exactly,
and they're on huge waiting lists because there's not a child available for them to adopt.
Well, it's not that there aren't children available, it's that there aren't white children available that are pink and perfect. Isn't that what it is?
I think that's
because
a factor.
There's
yeah.
a lot of there's a lot of people growing up in state care.
Right, yeah. And there are a lot of people, and part of this has to do with regulations that prevent children within the U.S. from being transported from one location to another, because I have known people that wanted to have children, they wanted to adopt children, but there were none in the area where they lived.
And you can't adopt from outside of an area?
Right, so there's
okay,
regulation.
That's an absurd regulation. That's
right.
Crazy.
So like,
this is close to my heart because I'm actually adopted.
Yeah,
so
you could not transport a child from, say, Georgia into Alabama for the sole purpose of adopting that child.
Do they not grow well in this climate? I mean, if you take a Georgia baby up here, will it be like stunted or something?
Regulation.
Okay. I don't know anything about agriculture, bro. I know nothing about agriculture.
Or geography, apparently.
Can I ask
Andy,
one more thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, hey, so if our country was doing right in the way it should be and the people who represented us were in Congress and stuff, don't you think people would be knocking on my door asking me to work? I mean, if they were really doing their job, there would be people knocking on everybody's door saying, dude, I need you to work. Because if they were really doing their job, which was to stimulate the economy and make sure that we had...
That's not the government's job.
Well, the thing is, the government can't stimulate the economy. The only thing the government can do is harm it. I think if the government actually got out of the way and let the economy grow, that's when I think you would see recruiting booths set up outside every prison so they could, find people a job as they were released.
Hey, Andy, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up what's on your mind. Daryl, was there more to the story of the Planned Parenthood? We pretty much wrapped that one up with the
We pretty much
charges.
Wrapped it up. It was basically, here's the charge and we don't have any details.
Well, here's a reversal of the that story, right? If we were talking about abortions, here's a story where an ISIS fighter, according to Vocative.com, has publicly executed his mother after she begged him to leave the terror group, according to Syrian human rights groups reporting a couple weeks ago. Al-Sakir al-Qasem, age 20, used an assault rifle to shoot his mother in the head, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, and Raqqa is being slaughtered silently, which are the interest groups. Both groups report extensively on ISIS in the eastern Syrian city and have themselves been targeted for their work. Hundreds gathered to watch the killing, which the Sun was said to have carried out in front of the post office where Ms. Lina al-Qasem reportedly worked. Activists say the 45-year-old mother was planning to flee Raqqa, the terror group's de facto capital, and asked her son, Ali Sakir, to come with her. Instead, the young jihadist turned her over to his ISIS leaders, who charged her with apostasy and ordered her execution. She was executed under the pretext of, quote, inciting her son to leave the Islamic State and escaping together, unquote, said the observatory. Public killings have become a routine spectacle for many living under ISIS control, including for hundreds of children. Experts say the constant scenes of punishment is one way in which the jihadist group galvanizes ideological supporters and quashes resistance. John Horgan, psychologist and terrorism researcher at Georgia State University, told Vocative earlier this year, quote, "This is sadism on a clinical level. This is psychological warfare at its most deadly." Pretty horrifying story. This group is so sick,
yeah,
so severe, that they would have one of their own guys execute his own mother just because she wanted him to leave. She wanted to escape from Raqqa with her son, and her punishment was execution by his own hand.
Yeah, and, a lot of people will say, well, that's just what Muslims do.
No, it's not.
And most of the people that the, group calling themselves the Islamic State, most of who they're fighting
are
Muslims.
Other Muslims. Exactly. And in fact, we had Will Coley is doing a show now on LRN.FM. Many of our listeners are familiar with Will from his calls to this program. He's a Muslim. He's one of the Muslims for Liberty. Their website, Muslims4Liberty.org. Anyway, they've got a new show called Call to Freedom. It's on Sunday nights on LRN.FM starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And I think it's been a very good show so far. They just finished their third episode this weekend. And it's Will. It's Davi Barker, who's also one of the Muslims for Liberty. They had one of the top Muslim scholars on their show last night, and he basically sounded like a voluntarist, the things that he was saying. Very, very freedom-oriented, very peace-oriented in a lot of ways. So I think people just don't even understand Muslims and, you know, sort of the wide variety that there are out there. Just like with Christians, there are a wide variety of self-professed Christians.
No, there's some of them I wouldn't want to be around.
It's true. 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves. Should you wish, you may bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, Denver cops have raided legal cannabis growers with grenades, machine guns, and armored vehicles in the state, one of the states where it's purportedly legal to grow and sell cannabis. So we'll tell you more about that coming up here. And also want to let you know about Arcade City. It is going to be a ride-sharing app. It doesn't exist yet, but it's supposed to be coming out on the 14th of February on Valentine's Day. It'll be built by drivers for drivers, meaning that the people running Arcade City are drivers just like you, if you're a driver. I'm talking to those of you who are existing ride-sharing drivers in Uber and Lyft. If you are a highly rated driver in Uber or Lyft, you're qualified to become an Arcade City driver. So go to arcade.freetalklive.com. You can keep all of what you earn with the new Arcade City. They're more decentralized than Uber or Lyft. And again, you do have to be a highly rated Uber or Lyft driver right now to qualify. They're going to open that up to more people in the future. But to get started, that's what they're requiring. Arcade.freetalklive.com. Go there. You can get signed up and get in on the ground floor of this thing. Arcade.freetalklive.com. We'll go to the Denver story here in moments. But first, James is on the line in Arizona via Skype. Go ahead, James.
Rarely would I ever call into so-called Free Talk Live to agree with one of your activist tools, a liar, Rich Paul. But I,
you're such a nitwit, bro. It's good to hear from you again.
Dude, bro, you're so clever, pothead. But anyway, the Guam administrators definitely over. May I speak? The Guam school administrators certainly overreacted to the felonious pranks of bomb threats. That is. But it's funny when one of your own so-called ministers, Mr. Mark, the fact of the matter is the people in the Pentagon deserved it, Edgington.
What did you just say?
He's quoting Mark, and he's also cutting out and losing quite a few packets there, so I'm not sure the point that he's trying to make. Can you try that one more time? James, we'll give you one more chance here. We got a bad connection.
That's right. Right. He actually said that in front. Right.
Okay. Sounds like it's not working out. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Every now and then Skype fails us, in which case, you know, maybe it was some dropped packets between here and there, or who knows what's going on. I'm sure it won't be the last time we'll hear from James. Our phones are always open. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And no one should be surprised by this headline over at truthvoice.com, where three roommates who grew medical marijuana are now suing two law enforcement agencies after their rural conifer home was raided military style with armored vehicles, machine guns, and flash grenades.
What part should we not be surprised about in that headline?
That after legalization, there's still raids. Like, you'd think that after legalization, this kind of crap would be over. Like, someone might jump to that conclusion.
Right.
But no, the police want to keep pushing. They want to keep criminalizing. They want to keep arresting, even though they've been told by the state legislature and the voters here, hey, this thing's over, this whole, you know, cannabis war.
Well, now they're in a lot of ways, they're now protecting the business interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you can't compete with these people. You don't have a license to grow.
Well, we don't know if they had a license or not. Apparently, they are suing, which suggests they might have. A year after the raid, none of the three has been charged with a crime, and they have received minimal response from Denver police and Jefferson County sheriff's officials about why they confiscated $70,000 in cash, 28 firearms, and a pickup truck, according to their attorney. Rob Corey, who's an attorney with the Cannabis Law Firm, that's a thing in Colorado, apparently. Rob Corey said, quote, "We have heard pretty much silence from the authorities on our request for further information. Our clients are innocent of any criminal wrongdoing whatsoever. This is a significant amount of property, and they'd like to get it back." Denver police spokesbureaucrat Christine Down said the criminal investigation is ongoing and that she could not comment on the lawsuit. Jefferson County Sheriff's official did not respond to a request for comment on Friday. Heavily armed SWAT officers knocked in doors and threw flash grenades during the January 23, 2015 raid, according to the lawsuit filed Thursday. Officers assaulted dogs at the Peaceful Mountain home and destroyed more than 350 marijuana plants. Derek Smith and Shannon Riley, who are engaged, and their roommate Eric Hepper, grew medical marijuana and sold it to Vietnam War veterans. suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. See, we got to put a stop to these Vietnam veterans getting medicine, as well as cancer patients, who they also sold to. The Colorado Constitution allows residents to grow medical marijuana for more than five patients when there's not a dispensary within a reasonable distance from their homes, according to the lawsuit. It also allows residents to grow as many plants as their patients' doctors recommend. So, 350, if that's within the doctor's recommendations, they should be completely legal. In the search warrant affidavit, Denver police said they were working with a confidential informant before the raid. One of the attorneys said, "This is rural Colorado. There is no law against cash, and there's definitely no law against guns." So he's saying the guns were legal, cash was legal, marijuana was legal. This whole raid is some sort of trumped-up nonsense, and it does sound like they're protecting somebody here, right? It does sound like somebody is in the pocket, or the police are in the pockets of somebody, and you know, maybe it's some big marijuana growing operation that's wanting to come down on the competition. I mean, I'm totally speculating here, or maybe it's just some good old boy cops who wanted to take some people's pot and cash and guns.
Yeah, that's actually a possibility. I would. You know, it's disturbing to me that the prosecutor's office won't even say why they did this or give some indication of anything these people might have done wrong to justify having their door kicked in. I don't know. I don't understand how these people operate.
Well, they probably have a weak. Hopefully, they have a weak case. You know, because the police are used to working in an environment where they're pushing people around. Right? They're used to coming in, raiding somebody's business, and then having no consequence for it. They're used to being able to go in. Mm. We saw this happen in California after California passed Proposition 215 in the mid 1990s. In 1996, the police in most places in California just kept on raiding. I mean, they kept targeting the medical marijuana shops, and they would go in, sometimes DEA, they'd go in and they would hold them up at gunpoint, empty their cash register, take all the marijuana on the premises, and never bring a single criminal charge against them. And it was just like, okay, well, now you don't have any cash, now you don't have any product, so how are you going to hire an attorney to go after your cash and your product? If you don't have anything left, how can you really do anything to defend yourself in that circumstance?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's one of the great things about Bitcoin. You know, if for no other reason, if you're in a cash business where you might have charges brought against you, keeping a little stash of Bitcoin that nobody else knows about is a great way to...
Well, and it would have to be something that nobody knows about, because as we saw with Royal Silverbricks, the feds did seize Bitcoin, and then they auctioned off said Bitcoin.
Yeah, so
it would have to be something nobody knew about. Make a blockchain.info account and send it through an anonymizer.
I wouldn't use blockchain.info. You'd be better off creating your own Bitcoin wallet with the actual Bitcoin Core or Bitcoin XT software, and then putting that in an encrypted locker somewhere, in my opinion. That would probably be the safest way, because then it wouldn't just be sitting out somewhere for someone to get access to. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Sorry about the Denver cops crashing into a, well, not crashing with a vehicle, but I'm sure they would have liked to have done that too. They went in with dogs. They went in with flash grenades. They did actually knock in the doors of a home. Where, let's see, it was Conifer was the place where this happened, and they then seized 350 marijuana plants and ultimately have not yet charged anyone criminally with anything.
So they did what's called civil asset forfeiture.
Right, $70,000 in cash, 28 firearms, a pickup truck, and 350 marijuana plants. That's a big take.
Apparently, the Institute for Justice ran a report a couple of years ago and found that 87% of all asset forfeiture cases are civil, not criminal. In only 21% of those cases, does anyone ever file an appeal, meaning they go to
try to get their stuff back?
To try to get their stuff back.
Right.
And then they win in 41% of those cases.
Wow.
Which means
so like 10% of people get.
In total, it's 8%. Less than 9% of people that get all or part of their stuff back.
After spending how much on legal fees and attorneys?
We don't know. And half of the seizures by the DEA involve less than $10,000.
You know, I got to hand it to these courageous growers and marijuana shops, these people who are taking a risk still. I mean, they're taking a lot of risks to bring marijuana to the streets legally in Colorado and Washington and, you know, Oregon now and in Alaska. They're taking risks of the police raiding them anyway, even though it's legal.
Yes.
On some ridiculous pretext. That's a terrible risk because, you know, these guys just lost it all. They lost their entire grow operation and all the cash backing it. It's a huge hit to anybody's business.
And their truck.
And the truck. And further, it's also a risk because when you're dealing with that much cash, you've got to have security from non-police kind of robbers as well. So it's a pretty risky business, and you know, kudos to them for being able to put it on the line like that. And I hope this works out for them. And I'm glad to see that there is a cannabis law firm. Now I don't know if they're charging for their services. I presume they are, but at the very least, it's nice to see somebody who's going to help them out. On the legal side of things.
It could be some sort of thing, sort of like the ACLU, to where they provide their service pro bono.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be.
People, you know, appreciate it, so they make donations.
I sure hope that's what it is, because the people on the front lines of this, it's hard to come back from a robbery like that unless the cops, for whatever reason, didn't find a stash of cash that you had somewhere, or Bitcoin, as Rich Paul was pointing out, which listeners who don't know about Bitcoin and want to learn more, we're not going to get into deep detail right now. You can go to Bitcoin.com, and that's where you can learn about Bitcoin. You can get your first Bitcoin wallet set up. Richie suggested blockchain.info. That's a good first wallet for anyone who's on the computer. And then there's, of course, different wallets for your smartphone that you can download. I like Airbits. I think that's the best sort of cross-platform, both Apple and Android-style wallet out there at the moment. But maybe you've got a better idea, and you're welcome to share it with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE to the phones and the fun. Bradley is listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Daryl.
Hi, Ian. Can you hear me?
Hey. Yes, go ahead, Bradley.
Okay. This is Bradley from Alpena. I'm the chairman of the Libertarian Party and where I'm from. I'm the media director of the Libertarian Party of Michigan. Today we had a court case in Gaylord. It was a hearing for Section 8 of the Medical Marijuana Act in Michigan. This employee of a marijuana dispensary got charged for... what did he get charged for?
Why don't you put the wife on the phone? Or whoever that is.
Yeah, it's Dana Carver. We just went to the trial. The court case, or the court was full of activists. You know, it was amazing.
So what was the dude charged with? I couldn't quite hear her in the background.
I'll get the phone over to her.
Perfect. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name's Dana Carver. I'm an activist in Northern Michigan.
Hi, Dana. So what happened?
Okay. Mr. Witt was a employee of a dispensary. There was a CI that came in and purchased cannabis from him. Here in Michigan, they say you have to be registered to your patient through the system. And today he had a Section 8 hearing, which means that he's trying to use a medical defense in trial. And they're trying to say he violated the act, so therefore he does not get to be... His trial is not going to be about medical at all. He's not going to be able to use medical marijuana for his grow, for the delivery charge, for anything.
So just as, let me see if I'm clear on this. This guy's running a medical marijuana dispensary in Michigan.
He's
an employee. Somebody comes in, an undercover agent, says he wants to get some marijuana, but the dispensary isn't, like, linked with this person legally, so therefore he couldn't legally sell it to him?
Well, basically, the way the law reads in Michigan, it says that the caregivers are supposed to be attached to their patients through the registry. So this guy was a caregiver and an employee at a dispensary, but when he sold this, he was not registered to the guy with the act. And so therefore, the prosecutor was able to show the judge today in court that he wasn't attached to the patient. He didn't ask the patient what his debilitating medical condition was. He didn't ask the patient how much was reasonably necessary for his treatment. He just had the guy walk in, ordered a few items, put them in a bag, took the money, and so they're...
And he did show his card.
But he did show his card. Identification. But they're saying because they're not registered together under the law, he's in a violation of the act, therefore the act does not pertain to him.
Is this a felony, by the way, what he just did then, since he sold marijuana outside of the legal system? Allegedly?
Allegedly, because that's their interpretation of it. They say that he didn't know the guy, he wasn't the guy's caregiver.
So this guy's facing a felony charge. He's facing years in prison for this.
Right. Facing delivery, manufacture, and operation of a grow house. Even though nothing happened in his home, or not operation of a grow house, operation of a drug house. None of the transactions happened in his home. It was one transaction at the store where he worked. Merely doing his job.
Wow.
And then they went to his house and got his grow because he could care giver for other patients. And so he's operating a drug house just because there were drugs there. It's just
Jeez.
Like an enhanced charge, you know.
And so this was the district, you were there for the actual full bench trial today?
No, there's no bench trial yet. Today was just a hearing for Section 8. Tomorrow the jury gets selected and they're going to have his trial tomorrow and probably the next day.
And they're not letting us talk anything. They're not letting the attorney talk anything about how it's medical at all.
Are you guys going to do any jury nullification outreach?
Most definitely.
Oh, yes. It's already been in the paper there in town. A guy put articles in the paper. Took full-page ads on nullification. And tomorrow we're going to risk our freedom to go stand out and do jury nullification for it.
Good for you. And bring video cameras, too, just in case some cops try to harass you about it.
What are the rules on getting video cameras inside the courts there in Michigan?
They said that if we want to videotape it, then we can pay to get their footage that they videotape with their cameras. Yeah,
there's a Michigan court rule, which isn't even a law. It's just a court rule, an administrative rule, that says we cannot tape in there unless we get a permit and we're bona fide journalists, don't you know?
Well, what does it take to get the permit?
Oh, you already have to be a journalist with a little journalist card from a journalist paper, you know, one of their mainstream papers, and then it's, I'm not even
Are you sure about that?
Yes, people have tried it up here.
Wow, that sucks.
People have court charges for trying to tape.
Man.
Even said, no taping, no pictures, it's distracting. Yeah.
Hey, can we send them on assignment for Free Talk Live to go record this thing?
Well, Free Talk Live's not registered with the courts in Michigan.
Oh, registered with the courts.
Well, anyone who wants to register as a Free Talk Live producer can certainly do that. But, I mean, it sounds like you're saying you think that would be a difficult thing to do. It's probably going to be too late to do it by tomorrow morning as well.
Maybe we should talk about for the other medical marijuana trial.
Yeah, you should try it. You should try it.
I go to all the court hearings.
Good for you. Let us know.
Contact me, Daryl@freetalklive.com.
Yeah, contact Daryl. Okay. Daryl@freetalklive.com. He's got some experience registering with the court systems, at least here in New England. And thanks. And let us know what happens, will you, tomorrow if you get the chance. We'd love to hear an update on this trial. Thanks for the call tonight, guys. Drive safe out there. It sounds like you're on the road. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats. Especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and this moment's remain here. Enough time for you if you want to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. Just go into the Amazon that's right for you, and you can buy virtually anything through Amazon. There's only some things that they won't sell you. Go to, and everything else you can probably get on tour. So go to shop.freetalklive.com to start your shopping experience, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. Shop.freetalklive.com. Since we're talking about naughty cops going around and raiding people's homes for marijuana grow operations in Colorado, where it's supposed to be legal, and also raiding somebody's house in Michigan just a moment ago. We had some people on the line telling us about a marijuana shop employee who had his home raided because he sold some marijuana to an undercover agent in a marijuana distribution center. So just because things are becoming legalized doesn't mean that there still aren't cops out there trying their darndest to put growers of plants and distributors of flowers into prison cells, which is, Rich, something that almost happened to you. You ended up going to jail for a year of your life. You didn't make it to prison, thankfully, but a year was pretty bad anyway, and that was all for basically selling some pot.
Yeah, and then another 6 months for smoking.
Noah Berlatsky writes over at NewRepublic.com in another disturbing story. The 2012 film Eden distills all of our culture's fears about underage sex trafficking into a single nightmare narrative. It shows dozens of young girls kidnapped from high school, forced into prostitution, and then murdered when they get too old for their dissipated clientele. Immoral, heartless criminals preying on innocent, attractive, sexual girls. This is a trafficking story that resonates. Eden was supposedly based on true life experiences of a woman named Chong Kim, and when it was first released, it received rapturous media accolades. But it was revealed later the film was largely fabricated. Indeed, the truth is much less sensational. Most domestic minors in the sex industry are not kidnapping victims. They're children who have fallen out with their parents, often because they're gay or trans, or been forced from their homes and who sell sex to survive. And the biggest danger they face is not from organized rings of predatory criminals, but the police themselves. That's one of the central insights in Domestic Minor Sex Trafficking, Beyond Victims and Villains, a new book by RTI International researcher Alexandra Luchnik. Youth in the sex trade are a criminalized and stigmatized population, and it's very difficult to survey them or get accurate statistics about their experiences. But Luchnik told me that by email that in her research and those of others that, quote, it's not uncommon to hear that young people experience violence more often from law enforcement officials than from any other group. In the worst cases, the violence takes the form of physical and sexual assault. Luchnik reports on one incident in which an underage transgender woman in New Orleans was forced to have sex, oral sex, with a police officer in order to avoid arrest. And another in which an underage cisgender worker, and cisgender means like straight,
not
right?
Trim.
Not no,
trim,
it right? Means that you are currently the gender that you were born.
You were born, okay. I was forced to fondle a police officer for 5 minutes. I don't understand, the girl told her caseworker. If he's an undercover cop and I'm a minor, isn't he not supposed to, you know, let me do that? Christine D'Angelo, the executive director of Sex Worker Outreach Project Sacramento, told me by phone this kind of police abuse is common and persistent. D'Angelo worked in a massage parlor when she was in high school in the 1970s and the early 80s. She said, quote, there was this team, two police officers. One was Hispanic, one was Asian. That's all I remember. Young men. They'd come over and pick me up, and they would take turns doing that with all the girls all over town. They'd take you out to the field, have sex with you. We'd call that rape now. But back then, you just did what the police officer wanted. They'd dump you out in the field, and it was surrounded by farmland, and you had to figure out a way to hitchhike back in. And I suspect that what she's saying there, as she was working in an actual massage parlor, was this was the price the massage parlor had to pay to stay open. Right? This was essentially what they were doing to horrible. Not have the police shut their business down, was let the cops come and take advantage of their workers, in this case, who was legally under the age of consent. In 2015, SWOP Sacramento interviewed 44 sex workers in the area. They reported similar police abuses to those that D'Angelo had experienced. The same stuff is happening today, she said. You could almost remove the face, put in a different person, and everything would be the same. Jenny Heineman, the sociologist at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, worked with a federally funded commercial sexual exploitation of children program in collaboration with research teams across the U.S., saying, quote, more than half of the young people I interviewed stated they regularly perform sex acts for police officers in exchange for their not being arrested. That's more than half of young sex workers that she interviewed. The dangers for minors engaged in survival sex isn't just from a few or many corrupt officers. The legal system itself is abusive. The Federal Tracking Victims Protection Act, passed in 2000, states that no minor should be charged with prostitution or selling sex. But Luchnik told me that, quote, because prostitution-related offenses are regulated at the state level, the federal law is rarely applicable. In fact, she reports in her book that between 2000 and 2009, arrests for minors for prostitution and related vice charges rose by 8.5%. And she found that even in places where minors have technically been decriminalized, some young people are arrested for what is essentially a prostitution offense. That is, police find something else to charge them with, like loitering, disturbing the peace, or even lying about their age to police officers. Young people are supposedly arrested for their own good, to remove them from the influence of pimps or from their own dangerous choices. But in practice, Luchnik told me that, quote, any time a young person is arrested, their vulnerabilities increase. If convicted, young people face barriers to employment, housing, benefits, and educational goals. In other words, arresting young people means they're less likely to get jobs and education, which means they have even fewer options other than selling sex in the future. Because of the threat of abuse and imprisonment from law enforcement, minors engaged in survival sex are afraid to go to the police when they do need help. In her book, Luchnik quotes Leah Albright Bird, a survivor of sex trafficking, who says, quote, I was exploited from age 14 to 18, and in 4 years, I did not have one encounter with law enforcement that couldn't have led to my escape from my exploiter. Let me rephrase that. She was being exploited for 4 years by some sex trafficker, right? So this is like the classic example of somebody who is under the control of another right. human being. And she had multiple encounters with law enforcement, but not a single one of those encounters could have led to her escape. So all of the encounters with law enforcement that she had in no way assisted her in escaping from the person who was her slaver.
Horrible.
A 2009 study by the Young Women's Empowerment Project in Chicago, which interviewed youth involved in trading sex, concluded, quote, police often accuse girls in the sex trade of lying or don't believe them when they turn to the police for help, unquote. Research shows that most underage people engaged in survival sex work alone or with peers, but when young people do stay with an abusive pimp, it's often because they're seeking protection from the police. Now, who saw that one coming? I mean, these sex workers, you know, sorry, you know, I understand people don't want to believe this is the case, but there are underage sex workers, girls and males, who are taking money for sexual, you know, services. They've run away from home or whatever. And
or they just can't get legally get a job because they're not old enough.
Because they're prohibited by law to get a job. Sure, that happens too. But this will also get you paid probably better than your average $7 an hour McDonald's job as well. And so they are getting into relationships with an abusive pimp because they want to be protected from the police.
Right.
So, you know, frying pan or the fire. Well, apparently one's better than the other.
Yeah, well, just about anything tends to be worse than dealing with the police, because that becomes a permanent debility. Any encounter with the police can be crippling.
Sure.
And once you do it once, physically crippling.
And if you've done it once, they know you'll probably do it again, so they'll come back around for more. If they see you on the streets or whatever, the same cop sees you again, well, he's going to pick you up again.
Well, right. And then there was the police officer, former police officer now, in Oklahoma City that was convicted of 18 of the 36 counts that he was facing of sexual assault and rape. And he intentionally targeted women that had criminal records because he felt that their word against his word would be thrown out in court.
He's probably right in most cases. He just did it so many times, right, to where it was overwhelming evidence against him.
Yes.
Yeah, the Cosby factor.
Quote, we want to so badly believe the issue of underage sex work is as simple as bad guys hurting good girls, said one of the experts. But young people's involvement in sex trading needs to be decriminalized. She says that boys and girls who sell sex for survival don't usually need police intervention. They need housing, food, and other services. She says no one under the age of 18 should be arrested for this. The social issue will not be solved by arresting and prosecuting youth. And it's also true that it won't solve any kind of issues with legal adult age prostitution either. There's a proposal to legalize it here in New Hampshire. We'll tell you about it later this week.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.